welcome to the Very Fantastic Discoveries Podcast with your host, Judy Fulmer.
This is Very Fantastic Discoveries, and I am Judy Fulmer, your host. Today I am discussing my favorite topic, books. Even more specific than that, I am discussing my favorite author, Lemony Snicket. Even more specific than that, I will talk about the first book of his critically acclaimed and sometimes grim series, A Series of Unfortunate Events. Let's get started. The Bad Beginning is one of my favorite books. It is the first book in A Series of Unfortunate Events, the series depicting the unlucky and mysterious lives of the Baudelaire children. The book starts on Briny Beach, where the three Baudelaire children, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny Baudelaire, are playing on the beach. They are interrupted by Mr. Poe, the family banker, who tells them terrible news. Their parents have died in a terrible fire that consumed their whole home. Mr. Poe sends them to a new guardian, Count Olaf, the acclaimed actor. They think that living with Count Olaf will be at least somewhat pleasant, but they soon discover otherwise. He is very, very cruel to them and never lets them catch a break from their ridiculous chores. He even makes them cook dinner for his enormous and almost as evil theater troupe. They, with the help of Justice Strauss, the local judge and Count Olaf's neighbor, discover that he has a hidden plot between all of the meanness. He wants to take possession of the enormous fortune that they have from their dead parents. They research how to stop him and soon find out that plot is cleverly concealed in his new play, The Marvelous Marriage. He plans to have Violet star in it as a beautiful bride as he, Count Olaf, marries her in the play. He has orchestrated the play in such a way that Violet getting married in the play also means she is legally married. Violet, Klaus, and Sunny try to stop him from orchestrating this plot, but he kidnaps Sunny and puts her in a birdcage in a high tower to stop them from interfering in his plans. Violet, on the day of the play, has no idea what to do, but near the end of the play, she figures out what she might do to save her sister and escape from this evil catastrophe. When the legal document that says she is getting married is presented to her, signs the document with her left hand. The document states that the bride has to sign in her own hand, and her dominant hand is her right hand, but she signed it in her left, so she is not legally married, as Violet notes. Sunny is set free, but Count Olaf vows that he will get them and their fortune if it is the last thing he does. Mr. Poe, despite not listening to them when they told him their suspicions about Count Olaf earlier, decides that he can still decide where they go for their next guardian and chooses a scientist, reptile scientist, Montgomery, Montgomery, as demonstrated in the second book, The Reptile Room, this leads to disastrous consequences. What I really liked about this book is that it represents the classic struggle of good versus evil, child versus adult, and many other themes. I also like how the Baudelaire children can't rely on adults like Justice Strauss and Mr. Poe and have to defeat Count Olaf for themselves. It also builds suspense as you wonder how the Baudelaire orphans are going to get out of this one. They have already seen so much misfortune in their lives that it is hard to believe that they could have gotten through this book without severe psychological trauma. See you next time.